From NPR News, it's Day to Day. We hear a lot about the falling dollar, and if you've traveled abroad lately, especially in Europe, you know the mighty greenback isn't what it used to be. But there is an upside to all of this, and here's a case in point. The German carmaker BMW today announced a major expansion of its factory in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Joining us now is John Dimsdale from Marketplace. And John, it's cheaper to make BMWs in South Carolina than in Germany, right?
Yeah, right now it is, especially cars that are going to be sold on this side of the Atlantic. The dollar's value has dropped almost 50% against the euro in the last 4 years, and that makes it really expensive to produce things in Europe, pay your workers in euros, and then ship those products to the U.S. where they're sold for cheap dollars. So that's why BMW, which is cutting 7.5% of its workforce in Germany, is expanding its factory output in South Carolina by nearly 50% in the next 4 years. Tim Urquhart, an auto analyst with Global Insight, says this is all about the dollar.
It's about sort of making sure that those cars, which are important, particularly important to the American market, are made in that market so they protect themselves from the currency fluctuations.
Well, John, we're talking about a looming recession. Maybe we're even in a recession in the U.S. As a luxury car maker, isn't BMW vulnerable to this downturn?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, practically all car makers here in the U.S. are having a tough time. Last week, the industry announced its sales, and they were sluggish for the big three. It included a rare sales slump for Toyota. Now, worldwide, BMW is doing pretty well. They just announced a 5% year-over-year sales increase. And analyst Tim Urquhart says a recession is not necessarily bad for a luxury car maker.
You could also argue the other way, that premium car makers are probably more resistant to recession than perhaps the sort of the mainstream brands like the big three, GM and Ford and Chrysler. People with potentially more money are sort of more recession-proof themselves.
So, John, are other European car manufacturers vulnerable as well to the low value of the dollar against the euro?
Yes. VW, Volkswagen, has a plant in Mexico, but is now leaning toward opening up a factory in the U.S. and shifting production here. A decision on that is expected this year. Volvo now makes its cars in Sweden and Belgium, but its owner, Ford, is trying to integrate the brand into its own worldwide marketing, which could mean a shift of some production to the U.S. Mercedes, like BMW, already assembles cars here in the U.S. And it's not just more big factories. Automakers are also looking to purchase more of their parts here in the United States. So the low dollar is making this country attractive, if anything, for its cheap labor, especially when you compare it to Europe.
Okay, thanks, John. That's John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.